Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone, to Let's Talk About It All. I'm your host, Shade. Welcome, everybody, to Let's Talk About It All. I'd like to thank you all. I'd like to thank all of you who took the time out of your busy day to be here with us. You could have been anywhere doing anything, but you took time out of your busy day to be here with us, and we totally appreciate it, and we are grateful. I'd like to pray to whom I call Allah, that our hearts, minds, and our intentions go on one path, and that's the path to bring us all unified and focusing on us growing together to change the conditions that we have been plagued with in our country. Because I realize that we've been misled and we've been miseducated to think that this is not really our country, that we were brought here by others when that's not the case. We was here before the settlers and before the old comers. We was here. So what we the goal is for this show is to get us back to what we used to be. Get us back to the unity that we share. Get us back to the love amongst each other that we share. We have a tendency, and that's due to miseducation, to think that we never really had an opportunity to be great in this country. And we've been great, and it's time for us to be great again. And my passion to the younger brothers that are out there that's lost, and the reason that I call them my brothers is because we share the same struggle and the same skin, you know. There's a brother that frequently on the show that says, all skin folk ain't kin folk. I mean, sounds good in theory, and don't get me wrong, everyone that shares the same skin don't necessarily share the same outlook. However, on this show, what we want to do is utilize everyone, because at this point and where we at in this particular time in our lives as a people, we don't really have the luxury to be pushing people aside because of difference in opinion, different outlooks on life, different religious beliefs, different political beliefs. We have to be able to get back to what we used to be, and that's unified and working for each other, working together. Being able to obstacle that is placed before us, unified as a whole. Let's just use an analogy if you got five fingers and you take the five fingers and you close it, now you have a fist. You have more power than just with the open hand. So that's what we're looking to do here. We're looking to bring us all together. Bring us together so that we can be in solidarity. You know, for example, I like to see, you know, I like everyone on the show who's listening to next week, or if you can now, text a family, a friend, and have them listen to the show. Our goal is to be, to become financially independent once again. We were financially independent in many cities, and those institutions that were built were torn down, burnt down due to racial hate or jealousy. And because our history is not being told properly, many of us don't know about it. Many of us are blind to the fact that there were many, many times and many places, especially in the early 1900s and late 1800s and mid 1800s, we had institutions. And it's time for us to regain those institutions. It's time for us to come together and put our finances together, as well as withhold our finances when the time is needed. On another show, the topic was, can we do as the Jews do? When people attack someone, one of us, can we come together and stand behind those individuals? Can we come together and pool our money towards something or against something? And my answer is we can. First of all, we just have to believe that we can. Many of us have been conditioned. We're incapable of being unified. We're incapable of being able to pool our money together in a manner that will benefit us. And that's not so. Okay, now we're gonna get to the first topic. If anyone would like to join in, press 1. And I also would like the ladies, if you're listening, please, you know, chime in. We want to have a balanced discussion. We don't want to have all the brothers. You know, we don't want to have all men. We want to have the brothers and sisters, because what we have to do to change our conditions is going to take the men and the women coming together to work as one unit and as one goal, and that's for the betterment of us as a whole. And not to say melanin people, and I'm pro the people that I'm a part of, that I belong to, that I'm against any other nationality or any other people. However, I just see that we at this time are in dire need of a positive change, a positive growth. So that's the reason, and that's the purpose of really wanting, you know, everyone to understand that we are one, and we need to begin to move as one. We need to begin to think as one. That's what's going to help us change the situation. All right, the first topic is, should husbands take advice from their wives when husbands are considered to be the heads of the household? My thing is, I think we should, in certain situations, that we should, because there are times when women incite is very valuable. And then there are times where men insights is valuable. That would have to go on individuals to be able to discern what your wife or your significant other say, or when they give you advice, what to adhere to, and then what to kind of overlook. You know, because I've been in situations where I didn't listen. You know what I mean? Where my wife gave suggestions and I didn't listen, and it ended up, you know, where I should have listened. And then I've been on the other end where I did and it did. However, in order for us to grow as a people and as a man-woman unit, we have to build a trust for each other and towards each other, and a respect for each other and towards each other. And that doesn't always come easy. It doesn't always come easy because there's a lot of distractions in this society, be it other individuals, be it work, you know, be it money, be it, you know, it's many different things, be it times where you want your own personal time, internet, there's distractions. And what we have to strive to do is, as I said, be able to communicate. Be as one sister said on Keeping It Real, that, you know, we have to be able to listen to one another. I think one of the biggest obstacles for men and women is, especially when you've been together for quite a while, is being able to let the other individual make their point without interrupting. That's a key component to a successful marriage and a successful relationship. You have to be able to allow the other to make their point and be able to agree to disagree. You're not going to always agree with the other's point of view. However, there's a way that we can strive to find a middle ground, something where we're able to both compromise and meet in the middle, and a place that both individuals are comfortable with. Anyone on the line who would like to add on or make a comment, press 1. If not, we're going to take a break. We're going to go to a song, and we'll be back shortly. So if anyone, as I said, press 1 if you want to speak or add on to the conversation. If not, we're going to take a short break, and we'll return shortly.
I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. Whoa, I think I'm in love again. Uh-oh, uh-oh. And here we go again. Don't want wanna have another heartbreak, but every time that I see him, we thought she'd take my breath away. Get a grip and start out with a friendship. Cause sailing with a Moby Dick can sink a ship. Thinking with your head, but you get a shot of one. Remember all the past lessons that you learned from. A 90-day rule, but we rush it too. In 2 months, we send a text, I love you. In 5 months, became the best of friends. In 7 months, we put our first picture on the gram. On the foundation that we lay and stay stable when nature throws us a curve of love wins again. Thank you for showing me that I can love again. I'm your homie, you're in love, a homie, love a friend, yeah.
Baby, you know that I love you. I want you to know that I love you.
Been 2 years and we still running. To get them butterflies when I see you coming. It's funny how life all works. You gotta open up your heart to operate to see how life works. When there's rain showers, the sun shines again. Gotta weather every storm just to sail again. I know the time is now, I gotta do official. I'm down on one knee, I hope you need a tissue. Do you take me for eternity? And make a pinky promise that you never leave. Even when you're mad at me, just don't up and leave. The future is scary, I don't wanna see. My life without you will be a tragedy. When I wake up in the mornings, you will wanna see. I'm sorry, babe, there's so much that I wanna say. First, let me ask you, will you marry me?
Oh my God, I'm seriously about to cry right now. Are you serious?
Baby, you know that I love you. I want you to know that I love you.
I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do.
Okay, welcome back, everybody. As I said before, anyone who wants to chime in, press 1. And I also would, we also would appreciate it if you reach out to some family and friends and let them know to tune into the show. We're going to begin with the next topic. Can a parent and their grown-up child repair their relationship when both of them feel they have been disrespected? So basically, you know, if you have a child and your child is growing up, do you think the relationship can be repaired after the child has disrespected you, or vice versa, if you're the child and your parent has disrespected you to a manner where, you know, it really became offensive? Do you think the relationship can be repaired? Personally, I think it could be. I think that the two individuals, the parent and the child, have to do a self-examination, you know, examine themselves and see any part did they play in causing the situation to get that way. Normally, when there's a squabble between two people, there's some blame or, you know, some responsibility to be taken from both individuals. You know, normally it's something that maybe one of you said in a manner that different words could have been used in a tone. A different tone could have been used. I think a lot of times out of the daily frustration or the daily events that we deal with as human beings, as people, and then those of us of melanin skin, sometimes we deal with things that we're not always able to articulate in a, in, in the manner that we would like, and it comes out sometimes very harsh or very disrespectful or very hurtful. And I think that's something that we can actually be able to repair by, as I said before, developing our communication skills, being willing to listen and hold back on trying to respond soon as someone gives their opinion. And I'm guilty of that. I've been guilty of that, and it's something that I work on. And it's a continuous cycle to continue to work on it, where when someone speaks, we're so anxious to get our point across that we're not really listening to what the other individual said. And as I said before, there are times when the way that a person, the tone a person uses or the words that they use become offensive, and it's not something that a person actually may have intended to do. And we as a people have to be able to, we as a people have to be able to learn to relearn, because we weren't always in the conditions that we are in now. That's one of the reasons why, when it comes to our history, it's, they make it so-called Black history instead of American history, because they're not giving the full facts or the full truth of who we are as a people. And because many of us don't know who we are as a people, we don't know how we should conduct ourselves. You know, we basically, some of us who have, you know, experienced our elders and watched our elders and grew up at a certain time, we do have a better and a clearer understanding of how we should and can conduct ourselves, because we had an opportunity to vision us doing things more or less as a unit. However, the younger people don't really have that luxury. So going back to the topic, there's a a lot of disrespect happening between parent and children. You know, the parents want to, you know, try to deal with their children a certain way. Sometimes the children don't want to listen. And as a child, all been in that situation. However, as I said before, those of us who of a certain age, we were taught to be able to respect our parents. You know, it was respect. It was do as I say, not as I do. Now it seems the children want to not listen to what you say and watch what you do, more or less. And, you know, if you're not doing what you're saying and it's not lining up, they're going to challenge you on it. So the times have changed to some degree. We have allowed some of the changes that has taken place due to us trying to make ends meet, due to some of us more in tune with our own lives, you know, still not ready to take on the responsibility of a family once we have a family, and still kind of running towards that single life or that life without children, and which creates its own set of issues. As I said, anyone who would like to chime in, you're welcome to chime in. You're welcome to add, you know, add your thoughts, your ideas, because there's no wrong thoughts and ideas that can be added to the conversations. So, nobody wants to chime in? Okay.
Hello? No, hello?
All right. Yes.
Hey, how you doing?
All right, what's going on?
No, I was listening to the thing about the parents or the children disrespecting the parents or the parents disrespecting the children. It's kind of strange because when you think about it, because when you think about the past generations, like maybe mine or yours or something like that, we took disrespect. Like, I've been disrespected from my mother, from my father, but I guess it was like, I don't want to say if it was normal, but it seemed like it was that was how it was supposed to be. You know what I mean? It was like you wasn't gonna be able to come back with disrespect back. Now maybe some people did, but not in my generation. The parents said what they had to say, and we just took it. And whether you was angry with them or you was harboring some kind of something inside, I guess you took it out other people, or you took it out on yourself, or maybe you abused drugs or whatever you had to do. But I know you didn't direct your anger back to your parents in those days.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It was more or less that we were expected to adhere to our parents. You know, it's a bit different, you know, like as you said, that we couldn't always say how we felt. We couldn't even really show it sometimes. You know what I mean? You couldn't even get like a little, you know, just get like a little attitude, and they'll get on you about that, you know, because you frowned up, you know?
Oh, yeah. You couldn't even frown.
Right, right. So you had to tolerate that. And, you know, in hindsight, you look at it, it was a balance because we respected our parents. We had more respect for elders, and you know, when we weren't around our parents, you know, and it built a sort of respect that we were willing to show respect in order to get respect. Now, I don't know if it's that way. I don't know if it's, you know, there's some children, some young people that are truly respectable. There are others that are not so much, you know. And that those are the issues that plague our community with the disrespect. The blatant disrespect is the disrespect for life. We have too much disrespect for life when we're in a time where powers that are falling struggling to hold on to their power So they're willing to do whatever it takes to hold on to their power. And we are in the midst of finding out who we really are, finding out that who we thought we were, that's not really who we are. You know, we've been told, we know that many of us are African descent. However, doesn't necessarily mean that we were brought over here by some other people as slaves. And that's the big mix up when it comes to us as a people, where we're the only people that has been named many different titles as a nationality. We have let other people define who we are as a nationality, which, you know, goes back to why we react to certain things the way we do, because many of us, you know, kind of got misguided or misdirected. And the thing I think we haven't been doing that I think we need to start doing is start documenting our own stories. Started that as you did, you documented your story, you wrote your own biography. We need to be able to document our own stories and document our information, because though our information was documented, there was times where we had newspapers and banks and hospitals and things of that nature that we owned. Unfortunately, those places were destroyed. And that information doesn't appear in the history books. And if it did, the conditions that we see now would be totally different. Yeah, we were brought up in a time where we still had that respect for our parents just because they were our parents. Now we have a new generation that has access to vehicles that we didn't have access to. First of all, your cell phone. We didn't have access to cell phones. We either had a house phone or you had to use a pay phone. Now with that cell phone, you have a camera, you have a video camera, you have a computer, you have access to many different things that we didn't have access to. So having that access creates a different mindset, especially when the access that you're getting is not that type that is uplifting and educational to you as an individual and as for us as a people. This is some of the reasons that we're dealing with what we're dealing with. You know, some may say, oh, I'm trying to make us the victims. By no means do I want to make us the victims, because we have been victimized too long. It's time for us to be able to change the situation into our favor, where it represents us, where we are in total control of our assets and our finances and what happens and what don't happen in our communities. Many of us who come from the inner cities or live in the inner cities can verify that you live in a city that is being controlled by people from outside of your city, including the police, and these type of things cause more hardship than upliftment. It's more devastating than elevating. So I would like to propose something to everyone who's listening. For those who celebrate holidays or, you know, things of that nature, would you be willing to withhold your money for one of those main holidays and not go out and spend for like Black Friday or Christmas or something of that nature? Or in the strength of Kyrie Irving and Kanye West, be able to not watch the basketball games for a period of time? These are the type of commitments that we would have to make in order to be able to move to the next level as a people, as a whole. We would have to be able to unify and show our power once again. We would have to be able to do that. It was done in the 60s. That's probably one of the last times that it was actually done that we have record of, you know, as a entire movement for us as, you know, as a community. And I don't know if any of you who are on the line remember when the Nation of Islam had what you call stake and takes in almost every city. Stake and takes, these were businesses that were created by us for us. So with that being said, there are examples to show that, yeah, we have been a part of making our own money, not being in a position where we have to be beholden to a boss or a company. Just imagine. And I would really like to see this become a reality for this show, where we can grow to 10,000 listeners and every week donate $1 to be able to be distributed in different cities across the country for business startup, for individuals to start their businesses up, for individuals to be able to purchase homes, for individuals, you know, to be able to go and further their education, as well as build community centers and recreation for the children. We can do that, which I know we're capable of doing. We can change our conditions ourselves. Just by 10,000 individuals donating $1 every week. Think about it. Think about, what do you do with $1 every day? Some way or another, you spend $1 or blow $1 or more than $1, you know, every week. And this would be something that we would commit to as a community. And as I've said before, you can't have community without unity. DNA was 10,000 individuals donate a dollar every week. That's $10,000 every week to go towards some of the things that I mentioned. You know? And we do, and we have a gentleman that, you know, he's on the, he normally on the line. And as I said before, he's different in his point of view. However, for something like what I just mentioned, I believe this individual would be useful in that type of manner, where with the finances. And this is what we have to be able to do. We have to be able to utilize each other's assets instead of liabilities, be able to work through the flaws of the individual or the misunderstandings that we have, and be able to build a relationship that will help us as a people. And of course, we have to be strong individually. Of course, as individuals, we have to be able to maintain rent, health care, jobs, children, things of that nature. I would hope that would go without saying. You know, I really believe that we have the capability as a people to prosper far beyond what many of us can even imagine. It's just we have to start believing in each other and start trusting in each other and start doing what I suggested with each other, where we can be able to put our monies together and be able to do things that would benefit us. Now, if anybody on the line agree or disagree, press 1. And we can speak about it. And if you have some ideas that are different, better, press 1. Come in. We really, in order for us to be able to do the things that I'm suggesting, we really need to dialogue and put together a plan in order to make these things happen. We really need to get out of our own way and make a way for the next generation. We have to prepare 20, 30 years ahead. We have to start doing that now. We need to start preparing for the children right now who are infants, children right now who are not born. The children are still in the womb. We have to start preparing for that. We have to start being more proactive and less reactive. It's time. It's overdue for us to really start doing these things. So if anyone, as I said, if anyone wants to chime in, chime in. If not, we're going to go to break and we will be back shortly.
All right, Beth. Yeah. Walk with me.
Come take a walk with me, grab my hand. Let me school you, little bro, make you understand. You gotta run the streets to become a man. Just stay in your own lane, you could buy some land. I see the fire in your eyes. Don't fall into the trap, in the trap you can die. So many soldiers stand down in the sky. Pay attention to the vibe, that's what's keeping you alive. Have patience, just talk to me. Get out of line, you get shot for free. I won't let you fall if it's up to me. And they say misery like companies. Don't let them put you down on companies. You know I got your back, you look up to me. It's okay to show love, but cautiously. It's okay for men to cry, but not normally. Let's go.
Yeah. Walk with me. Walk with me.
Just relax, nigga, take a seat. You be acting all hard, you ain't from the street. Got a good family and somewhere to sleep. Nigga, I was house to house with nowhere to eat. I don't get you niggas, these shoes can't fit you niggas. You can play it off, looking in your eyes, see you mask off. Pretending to be a G until they pull your card. Yo, you still young, don't take the road where I came from, ain't nothing there. Couple of holes, a sippin' beer. Switching up, pose with the pole, ain't playing fair. Get up off that circle, you ain't earning shit with them squares. Before you get caught up and then have to take a stare. Spider senses tingling, feeling all in the air. And keep God close with the post and make a prayer.
Yo, this record for all your loved ones, man. Don't ever steer them in the wrong direction. Being real is a form of respect. Respect yourself.
Let's go, man. Being real is being genuine. Yourself.
Okay, welcome back, everybody. It's almost time for us to conclude this section of the show. We're down to the last, basically the last 10 minutes. And I just want to encourage everyone and thank everyone for, as I said earlier, taking the time out to listen. I would like for you to invite families and friends, and you can listen to the show by going to my Facebook page, Andre Shadi Hill. You can listen to the show and have your friends or family listen to the show. As I said on other occasions, goal of this show is for us to be able to help us, to be able to unify, to be able to get to a point where we once were. You know, it's many people around that's really putting in the work. And some of you may be already putting in the work. So I'm not going to negate that. It's many people putting in the work. We just want to just do it on a major level. You know, that's it. We have the capabilities. We see that many of us, you know, are in situations where, or some of our family members, let's say that, some of our family members are in conditions that we would like to see them be in better conditions. And in order to do that, we as a people have to strengthen that family unit. We have to strengthen that. We definitely have to strengthen that family unit in order to change what is going on outside of the household, outside of the in those streets, as some people would say. Thing of now we drop neighbor and we just say hood. You know, we talk about the hood. When before it was the neighborhood where you knew the majority of the people on your block, where you spoke to people on your block, where you borrowed sugar, where you borrowed coffee or you went to other people's house to eat, those type of things. Those are the type of things that we need to be able to get back to. There's no logical reason with us being who we are as a people and the way we were designed to for there to be any children going to school hungry or going to bed hungry. We just have to work on that. I think about the Panthers, the Black Panthers, putting together the food program and then being attacked by the FBI as criminals. They're one of the groups of people that I was alluding to when I said that we as a people have had institutions. We as a people who we've had some of the things that we say we desire now, we've had it as a people. We just have to get those things back and do what it's going to take in order to be able to get those things back. And it's going to take some work. And I'll be one of the first ones to say, no, it's not going to be easy. It's going to be a difficult ride. It's going to be a struggle. What is it that you really desire? Anything worth having comes with some struggle, comes with some hardships. Even relationships, even marriage, even with family members. With family members, there's hardship. However, I don't think that there's anything that's too serious where we should be cutting each other off permanently. I see taking a break from a person, walking away from a person for a period of time, especially when you find yourself getting angry. Yeah, it's best to stop a conversation. If you find yourself getting angry, it's best to, well, let's continue this conversation later. Of course, that's the best that's the best way to go about it. We don't always do it, but it's something we all can work on. As I said, we're down to the last 5 minutes, and I want to thank everyone who called in, who took the time out of their busy schedule to actually listen to the show. We appreciate you. We look forward to next week speaking with you, and we pray that all of you and your families be in good health. We pray that you overcome any obstacles that are placed before you and be able to maneuver through any evil thoughts or actions that may be placed around you. With that being said, next week the topic will be, can we as a people move in solidarity when it comes to withholding, spending our money on certain holidays? I alluded to that earlier. That's going to be one of the topics for next week. Can we as a people, you know, come together to withhold our money on a particular holiday so that we can be able to grow and move forward as a people? Me particularly, I think one of the days that we waste the most money is Christmas. I think Christmas has been a detriment to many of us, where we spend money we really don't have getting children gifts that they really don't need. And then when the new year comes, we're waiting for income tax to try to pay some bills to catch up. I think that's something that, you know, those of us who have family members or anything that do that, or if we, those of us who may have been guilty of that, maybe we may want to cut back on that, you know, save some of that money and buy children gifts that are educational. I can see getting children clothes. They need clothes. You know, a bunch of toys. If you're going to get toys, get some toys that's going to be educational, that'll teach them how to count, teach them how to read, things of that nature, if you feel you must spend money on that particular day. With that being said, I'd like to thank you again, and we look forward to seeing you all next week. God bless. Good night.
I might never let the pain show, but it be driving me insane though. They give a chance to take them back, I just pray I make it back, and still I never be the same though. I might never let that pain show, but it be driving me insane though. They give a chance to take them back, I just pray I make it back, and still I never be the same though. Mind, body, and soul,
it's you living.
We all under attack,
it's you different.
I know niggas existing in two prisons, feeling they through living like death is too tempting. What's a day worth?
Put a price on it.
He was 17, the judge dropped life on him. He ain't live yet, now he in the tight corner.
Gangs got their sights on him,
on the yard with a knife on him. Family trying to tell him to chill, we gon' get you home. He like, how my pills dead, they took the road. That's kinda cold
when you think about it.
He shot a nigga, he didn't think about it,
didn't even blink about it.
But he was trapped in the hood and couldn't think about it, really trying to be about it.
Never left his public housing,
which resembles the dormitories he's trapped in. So who knew that they was
prepping him back then?
Yeah, on how to live packed in, make him hate his black skin. I swear it's all facts, man.
Yeah, I swear to God it's all facts, man.
So you should let the track spin. And I might never let the pain show, but it be driving me insane though. They give a chance to take them back, I just pray I make it back, and still I never be the same though. I might never let that pain show, but it be driving me insane though. They give a chance to take them back, I just pray I make it back, and still I never be the same though.
Remember calling my mom to tell my sentence.
Since I don't do no snitching, I'm not a witness. They gave me 23 years, ma.
I'm finished.
I think she cried for like 15 minutes. Over the years, there's enough tears to fill a lake. A lot of trips on
interstates for visiting.
Remember Tony got stabbed.
Yo, may he rest in peace.
Stressed my mother so bad, she barely slept for weeks. Thankful that it wasn't me. No imprisoned
danger.
Doing time with lifers and killers and gangbangers. Some of us get caught in the matrix, but can you blame us? Trapped in cages like animals trying to tame us. Parole hearings are jokes, you go up 50 times. Same excuse every time. Serious nature
of the crime.
I can't change the crimes that I committed, but I can't change my mind and I repent. And I might never let the pain show, but it be driving me insane though. They give a chance to take them back, I just pray I make it back, and still I never be the same though. I might never let that pain show, but it be driving me insane though. They give a chance to take them back, I just pray I make it back, and still I never be the same though.